Today I'm sitting in Nashville on Music Row at the Tracking Room with recording artist, performer, Wendy Williams, who is one of the three siblings that make up the group TaylorMade. Wendy, thank you for doing this.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Thank you.
So you're a mother of three.
I am.
Tell me about your children.
Well, I won't tell you their ages because then that gives up my age. But I have three beautiful little girls, and they're absolutely my world. They are the reason I get up and go to work every day. They are the reason I come to Nashville and chase this dream that I have.
What are their names?
The oldest is Michaela and Megan and Bailey.
So where are they right now?
They are back home in West Virginia, hopefully with my husband cleaning house or something. Because school hasn't started yet, so.
They're on summer vacation.
Yes.
So they're just hanging out.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
You also have a job. Explain what your job is.
Well, it's a little difficult. It's funny because I got this job about 3 years ago. I went to work for a company called Spike's Chimney Sweep. Now, the title of that is pretty self-explanatory, you would think, right? However, not the case. This company, for about the first year I was there, I mean, we did do the basic heating, cooling needs, you know, Spike's Chimney Sweep. Well, of course, that company expanded. And we do everything from the chimney sweep to we do grass mowing, we snow removal, duct cleans, pool installations, hot tubs, chemicals. I mean, if you know how people call and say, my cat's stuck on my roof or in a tree, you could call Spike's Chimney Sweep and they'd remove it for you for the right price, you know. But the point is, we expanded so much, and so I got a promotion as to kind of be the manager of some of those certain departments within that company. And I work 40-plus hours a week, and I am definitely a full-time employee. Luckily, my boss, he knows about the music, and I was in a band when I got the job, and he really, if it wasn't for him letting me have the time off when I need it, I don't know what I'd do. I'd probably just be working some kind of minimum wage part-time job somewhere, but I'm very fortunate to work as hard as I do, but to have a boss that works with me.
So you go to work in the morning, then you go, it's like a day job type thing, and then you come home and you spend your time with your kids at night?
Yeah, that's, you know, when I can. Every teenage parent or parent of a teenager knows exactly what I'm talking about. You know, you come home from work, if it's during the summer and they're on vacation, well, one of them's over at the neighbor's house, and the other one's in the pool, and one's on the computer, and, you know, you just try to tug at them and beg them for the attention. It just flip-flops. You know, you're not the how do I put it, the parent goes full circle in begging the child for the attention, you know, when it comes to a certain point where they get to a certain age. I long for them to just sit down and talk to me, tell me about your day kind of thing. But I will say my absolute favorite thing with my girls is all three of my girls are very talented in the fact that they can sing, including harmony. And I guess that probably just to a point is some of an inherited thing. It's family, you
right.
know. And to hear the three of them sing together, even on the computer when they don't know I'm around. I'm not even talking about sitting with me and a guitar, you know. But when they're in the other room and they're singing along with YouTube or something, it just brings tears to my eyes. It really does, not sound corny, but it just, they blend and they just sound so pretty together. And even if it's not my style music, I think it gives them a taste of what I'm doing.
If that's what I was going to ask you, what do they think about you doing the singing, entertaining star thing?
I think they are proud of me. At least they say they are. And I think that they almost don't see the big picture, so to speak. And not that they even want to. I'm mom mm-hmm. to them.
Right.
And it's Uncle Greg and Uncle Brian.
Right.
And that's all we are. That's in a band called TaylorMade that they get to go see sometimes.
They do come out to shows.
Every once in a while, yes. To them, we're not these artists or these famous people or, you know, stars. It's just their mom and their uncles. And they love the guys in the band, you know. Hey, Tom, or hey, Dan, good to see you. And that's it. That's how I want them to always be. I want them to know why I do this, because it sometimes can be very hard work. And my whole reason for it is for them. But I don't want them to ever get the above their bringings, because I will never get there.
Right.
You know, if I ever headed that way, I think my brothers would slap me back down.
I know they would.
And I would do the same to them. You know, we believe in and stick with our roots.
Have you gotten them on stage with you yet?
They have. It's been a while, but they've been on stage and just sang along with us, you know, which is another great thing when they hear a song and they start singing the words, and it's one of our original songs. That's a good thing, you know, that they liked it enough, because in this day and age, they don't like country music. You know, they're listening to the hip hop or something that I've never even heard of. I don't even know what you call it, what genre of music it would be. But for them to like our stuff is very encouraging to us.
So when you go on the road, is that the hardest part, them not being with them?
You know, I'll also tell you this, because I have traveled a lot, and I know it's only going to get worse from here. And before my husband, when, you know, we talked about me being a single mom before, the girls were really little, and it didn't matter. I wasn't as far into this career as I am now. Back then, it was just me playing in a local, you know, bar band and that kind of thing. And most everyone around me, except my family, you're chasing a pipe dream. That dream is out of your reach. Well, every year that dream gets closer within my reach of something that I never thought I could have. And here I am about to release a single. And the last single was on Music Row and Billboard. And, you know, this one could be the one. It could not. But the point is, it's not a unreachable dream. Not at all. It takes a lot of hard work. I'm not going to lie about that. But it is reachable. And if it wasn't for my husband staying at home with those girls when the boss lets me come here and making sure they make it to school or to doctor's appointments or whatever, I couldn't do it. It really boils down to being the support that I have from him is what gets me here, and to be able to obtain a dream that some people think is unobtainable.